Hey beautiful people, welcome to another episode of TVR Podcast. My name is Oluwatobi and you're welcome to this episode. If it's your first time joining us, if your first time listening to the TVR Podcast, you're welcome. You're welcome. Really, you're welcome. If it's not your first time, I want to make you lose Shelly. I put up a post on Instagram a while back talking about fears. In the post, I spoke a lot on fears and I gave an experience. So I have the phobia for water. I don't know what it's called, but a large mass of water. Like if the water did not have end, if I can't see the end of the water, if I cannot see land there, well, I must tell you, there will be problem because in my head it's like, okay, we're just going, there's no end, bro, there's no end, we're just going. How can I just be on water, like on water, not on land, though, that we were placed to stay and walk? We're on water with other people and on a boat or ship or whatever thing that was built. What if something happens? I'm telling you my thought process. What if something happens? I'm not praying for anything to happen, but if peradventure something will happen or something will happen, you don't need anything happen. But I have a phobia for water and I have a phobia for heights. I think the one for heights, I'm slowly overcoming it. Like, it's not as bad anymore. At least I've climbed a few high places. It's not like I wasn't scared, but I was like, you know what, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And I did it. I remember the day that my organization took us to Uma Resort for like a team bonding activity, so to say. And then we did one of these rides. You know, see, me, I don't like to do past myself. There are some rides that I can manage, but there are some that I cannot even attempt. This one is not even just about the fear of heights. This one is, it's like, I cannot do it. There's nothing you tell me that would make me want to do. It's like I'm giving myself for free to be slaughtered. Why would I do that? When I still have a lot of things to do on this earth. I'm not going to sacrifice myself for that. So I only went on one ride. The ride is one that will spin you round and round. Like, there are lots of people, so it's going round and round and round and round. It will go high, then go round, then go low, and go high again, and go round. She be here better. Do in like the one that will be 360. If you go around, go left, go up, go down, turn you around, take you to the left. Like shake your ingredients that they are shaking. That was exaggerated, but I did not do it. I can't do it because I cannot offer myself to be slaughtered. It's not possible. So that was another way of me supposedly conquering my fear of heights. I didn't want to do it, but I was like, try, you're trying to overcome your fears, just try this thing. Nothing can happen to you, nothing, no shaking, no lele, you day, nothing if it happened to you. I guess what, nothing happened to me. Now come back to the water phobia. My friends and I also went to Umi Resort, but this time we paid for like the all access, so there was a boat cruise. And I remember when we were checking their website, what me I saw as the boat cruise, I said, Lonnie Jackie, you shouldn't know me. God will not allow me to fall down inside the water. He was looking, I don't even know the English. I said, no, I cannot. Eventually got to Umi Resort. The boat came and I saw the boat. I was like, ah, go bad, though. The chairs are comfy. Everything looks really nice. Like, okay, maybe I can go for it. Like, it's covered. It's not just boats without like something to rest on or something. It's covered, so it looks nice. And I was going with about 10 people, including myself. And I was like, if everybody else is going, why am I staying back? Yes, this is something I'm scared of. But I mean, nothing can happen to me as long as I have these people that I trust with me. And everybody was so protective. So like, you okay? Can you come? And they say I should stand on this. Some people were standing, they were dancing, and the boat was not shaking. I said, you people should calm down. You people should sit down first. Like, the boat was not even balanced at some point. And I was like, ha, you people were shaming.
balance. Oh yeah, let's balance it. Let's balance it. Please, I beg you. Please, I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will save.
I'm exaggerating. But there were times in between, like initially, I was shaking.
I was so scared.
My body was shaking. Like, it may not have been visible, but you could tell that a lot of things were going through my mind. Like, so many things were going through my mind. I was like, what is going on? Why am I doing this? Is it really going to be worth it? And trust me, it was worth it. It really was worth it. And 2024, I've come to tell you that 2024 is the year of conquering our fears. Yeah, whatever fear you might have, and you know, if anything, your fear may not be as large as fear of water or fear of height. Too, your fear may be something as your fear of doing something new, your fear of changing an environment, or your fear of leaving that job. Let me give you an example. I applied to leave my former organization sometime in August, but eventually left in September. But do you know since when I've been saying I was going to leave? Since May. Yes, since May. And how did I know? I was going through my note app and then I saw that I had written I need to leave this place, and I gave reasons. And by I'm not talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh. I'm talking 10, 15, 20 reasons why I need to leave. So I'd already made up my mind, but I didn't know when. But guess what? I was scared. I was scared about so many things. Number one, what am I going to be doing? Am I sure I'm going to get another job? Am I sure I'm qualified to get this job? Am I sure I'm qualified to start applying? I don't think I want to start applying. What if I apply, and I don't get? What if I do this? What if? The number of what ifs. Hey, what will my mom say? What will do this thing? What would this happen? I was scared. I was scared. But guess what? One day, I'm not even joking. The day I dropped my resignation letter, I just woke up in the morning. I typed the letter and I sent it. I am not even joking. I said, you know what? I've had it up to here. What wanna happen will happen. Notwithstanding, I'd already, like, I prayed. I said, God. Should I leave? Should I stay? Once I got my confirmation like this, I left. Was it easy? No. Do you know the kind of backlash I got after leaving? Do you know the embarrassment I got after leaving? Do you know the things that were said after leaving? Was I scared to leave? Yes. Did I do it regardless? Yes. Was I ready for the consequence? Yes. Do you know the truth? All the backlash, everything, all the response to me leaving, it wasn't a quarter to what I was feeling when I was there. I would have regular panic attacks. Make we not even begin. It was bad. It was terrible. And the fact that I was scared and, like, I want to leave, but I'm scared. Oh, am I going to get another job? But guess what? I'm working with an amazing, amazing, amazing woman. And my job gives me so much flexibility that everybody's enjoying my flexibility. I'm not even capping. My parents can call me today. Oh, I need you to do something for me in this place. Kanikwa was working 9 to 5 now. They will not be able to send me on such. I'm not saying that I want to be sent on errand. No, no. Hello, take notes. But the kind of flexibility that, like, the reward I got in terms of remuneration, in terms of flexibility, I know what to do with my time, and I do with my time what I do with my time, and I still get my job done. Do you understand? I plan my time. I know that, okay, this is my time. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm doing at this time. And I still have other times for other things. And I still get paid. The first time I got my salary, I thought it was a joke. I could not believe it. And if I explain how I got this, my current job, you will not believe it too. It's just God. So what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that you might be scared to do something. And you might have, you know, the devil plays some kind of useless games on us, especially with our mind. At some point, I was thinking, Abi, you should have just stayed in the job. Abi, sure you, assuming you had stayed in the job now, you would not just be at home sitting down and not doing anything. It's so crazy. And at some point, it started getting to me. Then I remember, I'm like, show wine on Mojisu ni. Show wine on Mojisu, you dey wine. Me leaving was not ordinary. I knew what I was doing. Some people even had the audacity to say, now that you have left, actually, you would have been enjoying so benefit. I said, if you know the benefit I'm enjoying now, you will not be talking this rubbish that you are talking. Because I don't come outside and come and be shaggy, I did this, I get this, I gained this. If you know the opportunities that I am having, you will not be seeing this rubbish that you are seeing. So if I was there stagnant, I wouldn't have been able to move if I didn't take that decision. Do you understand? Was I scared? Yes. Did I do it regardless? Yes. Despite the backlash, despite everything, now I'm reaping the rewards. And there's something I've learned over time. It's that things may be difficult, like emotions, everybody's emotion is high. So many things are happening at the same time. Do you know that in 1 month, 2 months, even if it takes a long time, it will pass and it will get better. It will pass and it will get, like, it was barely a month after the whole saga. Okay, maybe like 2 months after. And now, even forgotten that something like that happened. Maybe my approach, a lot of people said my approach was wrong. Maybe, but I still did it regardless. I did it scared. Yeah. I did it afraid. I'm not coming here as inspired to perspire to Maguire to acquire to require to just kidding. But I'm just telling you that to be scared. 2024. No agree, yo. No agree for that fear. Fire say you agree. No agree for anybody. No agree. No agree for that fear. Why you go agree? I know go agree. Sorry, I digressed. Or not. But no agree. Is that something you need to do? A bold step you need to take. Like, 2024 is here for audacity. You need to have that audacity. You need to be bold as a lion. There's some decisions I made. I was like, in the Toby of yesterday, cannot do this thing. You need to be as bold as a lion. You get, you know, the backing where you get, by the time you go into the place of prayer, just do some one or two tongues and just kabashing, not even cap, just talk to your father. Go to the place of prayer. Just stay there. Do you know, I was reading the book of, like, the last few weeks, yes. I have been reading the book of Psalm 91 repeatedly, especially chapter 1. And it says, I think it's KJV version in particular, says, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you know what that means? Those who dwell in the secret place. You're not just dwelling in a place. It's not like you just go to church. You are dwelling in the secret place, meaning it's just you and your father. Whatever emotions you are feeling, it's just you and him. Whatever thing you are feeling, it's just both of you. He will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You dwell. No need to dwell. You stay. You stay there. You are there in the secret place. I mean, it's only you. You're only your father knows that you are there. You don't need to come to social media and say, oh, I'm doing my devotion. Bro, we don't need to see it. He will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you know what you mean? When you're under a shadow, you're covered. You get backing. One small thing, God, they fear you. No, now, no agree. No agree. No agree. You have the ultimate backing. You have the ultimate covering. So what's there to fear? No. What is there to fear? Let me give you this illustration. Do you remember Lion King? The beginning of Lion King, when... what's that guy's name? Simba and Nala. They went to, and there's these small children now, or small cubs rather. They went to, they passed the, they said, don't pass this place. I almost, they wish I say, I get coconutted. I know the word. They passed it. And then I think the, I don't remember the bird's name, bird went to call the father. And then when they passed it, hyenas were there. Hyenas were there. They were trying to intimidate them and all. And initially, the guy was roaring, like, you know, baby roars now. By the way, a lion's roar doesn't sound like what you think a lion's roar sounds like. Go and Google. It's actually the roar of a tiger. But let's not start that argument. Cubs were roaring like, until there was now a gray shadow that covered and we heard a very loud roar. That is the kind of covering you have. The kind of covering that would chase away any hyenas. Is the Mufasa to your Simba. That sounds exaggerated, but he's much more than that. You have that much covering and you dey fear. I mean, sometimes I still have my fears. Sometimes I still do. But no. When you know that, okay. I'm not saying that you should just take decision and say, oh, God, get my back in. No, be me and you. I'm not going to advise you such. Take your time. Stay. Dwell in his presence. Dwell in his secret place. Emphasis on this. I intentionally put KJV because not every other version puts the secret place. Just say those that dwell in the presence of the Most High. It's not just dwelling in his presence. Yes, it's his presence. Secret is basically something that is kept from everybody else. So imagine you're casting all your cares, casting all your burdens to God. It's just between the two of you. Nobody else supposed to know. Nobody else gas know. You tell him that, God, I'm scared. How I go run this thing now? How am I supposed to run this thing? When you know you have that much backing, and you stay in devotion, you stay in the secret place of the Most High. Have your war room. If you've not watched the movie War Room, you need to watch it. Have your war room. Stay there. No. Once you do that, what is a fear? Is it a fear of leaving your organization? Is it a fear of starting a new job? Fear of traveling to a new place? Maybe you're a kind of person that you don't really like drastic change. You might like maybe little changes, but not a drastic change. And you're scared. Oh, how will I fit in? How will I survive? How will I? He cares for you. I feel like I've turned this to you someone, but regardless, everybody, you go touch everybody. Cast your cares. You have covering. You get back. I don't know why you dey fear. Why you go dey? 2024. No grief for that fear. I hope I've learned something today. I hope I've learned and I've agreed that we no go grieve for anything called fear in the year 2024. Lie, Greek, green city. No grief. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I hope by the end of this episode, you have declared in your hearts that you mustn't grieve. Yeah. And also, please. TVR is trying to stay consistent. We're putting all our best forward. So I would really, 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 really appreciate it if you share this link with someone. Please share the link with someone. Please share it with your friends. Please share it with your family members. Please share it with your co-workers, even your enemies. Themselves, they need that. Please share it with someone today. I really, really appreciate it. Also, if you can, like, comment, give a rating. Ratings are important on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. Please give us a rating. It would help us and to let us know whether we're doing a good job or not. So thank you so much once again for listening. See you in the next 2 weeks, right? Because remember, our episodes are coming out every 2 weeks. Okay, so see you in the next 2 weeks. Have a lovely, lovely day.